You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to the podium and hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
Before we get started today, I just want to thank everybody that's involved in supporting the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. It's in partnership with ESPN 850, concludes at 1 o'clock. And so far, we've been able to raise over $100,000. And with Dee and Jimmy matching dollar for dollar, obviously that puts it at over $200,000. We'll be able to fund some very worthy educational youth development programs in Northeast Ohio. So just wanted to say thanks for that. And it's always puts things in perspective when we can use our status as an NFL franchise to be able to do positive things in the community like this. So again, just that's a big shout out to everybody. I just have had to walk past it upstairs a couple times. It's like the floor of the stock exchange up there. A lot of phone calls being made, a lot of people working to get it done. As expected, looking forward to this Sunday playing the home opener against Tennessee. Anytime we can play in front of the dog pound, that's a special moment for us as a team. As I preached a year ago and I talked about it in a team meeting today, you know, we hold the remote. We control the volume. If we want our fans to be the way they want them to be and be the huge advantage we think they can be, that we have to play well. We're going to give them a reason to be loud. We can feed off their energy and get that stadium rocking like we did last year on several occasions, especially you flash back to the Saints game. You know, just feeling that the ground shake underneath you a couple times was quite a moment for our guys. So we're looking forward to putting a performance out there that'll make our fans proud. A big challenge this week in Tennessee. They're coming off quite a performance down, you know, on the road down in Tampa. Quarterback's performance, I thought, was special. I thought they did a good job of game planning for him. They didn't ask him to do a lot. A lot of the throws were play action, were on the move, and he did an outstanding job executing them. He can make plays with his feet. He's extremely accurate with the football, and it's going to be a challenge for us to be able to negate some of that. I think their offensive line is very good. Rushing attack, I think Sankey is ahead of where he was a year ago. I think their receiving core presents some problems. They have very diversified skill in that room. We have to be aware of where they're lining up and how they're trying to use them. Defensively, very big up front. That they're going to load up. You look at it. It's a combination. Ray Horton, Dick LeBeau, defense very aggressive. They put pressure on you in a variety of ways. That we will have to play much better this week, in order to be successful offensively. On the injury front, Josh is still in the concussion protocol. He's making progress, but we won't know. Won't know the status until he's fully cleared to return. Johnny will take snaps with the ones today. Solomon will miss some time, has an ankle sprain. He'll be out at least a couple weeks. But having the depth in that room with Nate Orchard showing progress. I mean, he's in a much better place with his back that he should be able to step in there. Carlos Dansby has a foot. He'll be day to day. We should have everybody else out there on at least a limited basis. I'll open it up.
Like, when does, in terms of the protocol, is there like a window where Josh can't be cleared? You know, after the concussion. In other words, is there a couple days before he can even?
Correct. The earliest, it's my understanding, the earliest he could practice is Friday.
Sunday.
We'll be prepared to either way.
Mike, with Johnny's coming off the elbow Is he limited at all in the number of throws?
I just think we have to be mindful of it, that we don't want to all of a sudden just come out and say, hey, let's go ahead and throw it, you know, that many times, or at least limit the number of downfield throws. So it's something we're aware of. We're not going to let it handcuff how we practice. But the team reps to me are the most important. So I would rather him take fewer throws in individual, just be cautious in individual as opposed to just giving him the full workload. Just want to make sure that he can make all the throws in the team period, which we don't see as an issue. I don't think it's that he can't. It's just being prudent with it. That just kind of get him, ramp him back up. We feel he's past it. I mean, there's still going to be some natural soreness, but we just don't want to jump right back in and hey, he's going to take starting reps and overload him, especially early in practice. If there's throws that he doesn't have to take there, then we'll go ahead and make sure that the bulk of his work comes in the team periods.
Mike, when you talk about the setting that edge was the biggest problem on the run defense last week, so how easy is that to correct?
Some of it's schematic, but a lot of it's technique. We need to play it better. We need to coach it better. I mean, there's. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. We did not defend the run well enough. We know where the issues were, and we have to be better.
Try to manage to get Austin Davis reps.
Yes. Yeah. Which, with Josh not practicing today or tomorrow, then Austin will get repetitions.
Will you give him some? Usually those guys don't get many with the regular offense. Do you think you'll probably give him some?
We'll mix him in. We'll make sure that if he has to go in the game, he'll be prepared.
What did you like about, or whoever in the building liked about Austin Davis enough for you guys to go sign him?
One, we know that the type of person that he is, just the work ethic. I mean, he's very passionate about football, loves it. I think his football IQ is very high. I think he gets the ball out quick. Pretty good athlete, and to me, he's played. I know it wasn't under ideal circumstances, but he won three games as a starter, and played some football. So he does have some true real game experience.
Irving and the unbalanced lines on the first drive there. What was the decision behind that? And
it was an unbalanced line. We just went with an extra lineman. So he essentially was reporting eligible to play tight end. We just wanted to get Cam on the field. I mean, he is how he's prepared himself and how he's practiced. He had earned an opportunity to play, and that's something that we feel good about, just as a changeup, and sometimes it can create some problems defensively having an extra lineman out there. But he had earned that playing time, and as I've said before, people want to be critical, but Cam has a bright future in this league. He's going to play a lot of football for us, and that was just another way to get him out on the field.
Mike, compared to how we played last season, do you think Johnny's first performance this year was major progress compared to where he was?
It was progress. The fumbles were the turnovers were the were you know the interception the two fumbles were the disconcerting part. We know that you turn the ball over that many times. You have to protect the football. You minimize your chances of winning. But as far as just looking at what he had just come off of and the limited reps that any number two gets, let alone him coming off of the arm, I thought made some good throws. We did not limit the plan at all, and he didn't flinch. He went right in there and was good in the huddle. Good getting guys lined up, he knew the plan. It's not like he went out there and was just playing street ball because he wasn't prepared. He prepared himself to be the starter, and in some instances it showed. It was the biggest issues were just the turnovers.
Do you expect Terrence West to react?
Terrence always plays with an attitude, so I guarantee you he's not leaving that behind. And he did some good things in their opener, and our guys know Terrence well, and I'm sure they'll be exchanging pleasantries before the game and throughout.
When you
this point with the GM not here, are you participating in practice squad pickups, or is that just left to?
That's no different. I've all throughout last year, the coaching staff participates in practice squad pickups. There are names that get floated out there, and if the staff has some preference or some familiarity or an opinion on a player, as in, hey, yes, we'd like to get a look at this guy, or no, I'm familiar with this guy, I evaluated him, or I had him somewhere else, I kind of know what he's about. But the personnel department and the coaching staff are very open with that interaction. We always have a working list of names. And when a spot opens up or circumstances cause us to, hey, listen, we need to add a guy, they seek out our feedback on names and we'll help steer those decisions. I think throughout there were a couple instances during the preseason. I thought it's hard to say he looked like a rookie in the opener when you have a perfect quarterback rating. He played well, and I give their staff credit because I thought the plan to kind of to bring him in to lead. Now the game went exactly how they wanted it to go. They got the turnover early, got the lead, where he wasn't put in a situation where they were behind and had to throw the ball a lot. And as we always talk about here with quarterbacks, you want to, if you are ahead of the sticks. That's an ideal circumstance. All those downs are 50-50. That's when your play action can be effective, when teams have to honor the run, good hard run fake, and guys are going to be much more open than when it is a predictable passing down. So he played extremely well. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us because he's anytime you face a quarterback that's accurate and can run, that puts stress on a defense. Well, I think you just look at where we are right now. Josh isn't going to be able to throw. He's not going to be able to practice till Friday. So now you're looking at really only having two quarterbacks, and with us wanting to be prudent with Johnny and not overload him, you know, unless we wanted to put Kevin O'Connell out there and take some reps, that we wanted to bring another guy in. I mean, the circumstances dictated that we wanted to get another arm in here, and he was a guy that was on our list that we want to take a peek at. Yeah, I mean, you talk to those guys, but you're also trying to. The same thing comes up with Josh and talking about, being reckless versus competitive. It's hard to, it's easy to say to a guy, but I think it's a lot harder to have that, to change their way of thinking. I thought Johnny on a couple plays did a nice job of sliding, and on a couple plays he didn't. The one he exposed himself to a big shot that wasn't necessary. And then the one where he ended up, the one that he fumbled on, was a situation where he's just got to be a better decision maker there. But that comes with experience. I mean, and sometimes you can tell a kid that the stove is hot. Sometimes they gotta touch it first before they figure it out. It's the National Football League. We're all under pressure each week. I mean, that comes with the territory.
Mike Solomon out for a while. Do you feel comfortable with three outside backers, or do you have to address it?
Well, no, because we have five, so it leaves us with, Orchard. We consider Armani as an outside backer, so it's really four guys in that room. I mean, Armani is in base defense almost exclusively playing there, so it's nice having him there as a swing. But he's for us positionally, he's outside backer first, then can moonlight when necessary as a kind of give us a bonus defensive lineman. He was okay, a couple mistakes, but he's got, to me, it's You know, he'll always be mismatched from a weight standpoint, so he's got to be better with his pad level. But I thought he handled things fairly well given what his circumstances were.
Why was Orchard inactive? Was that because of the back? And what about the decision to not have Xavier Cooper up?
Orchard was more of a function of I mean he hadn't gotten significant practice reps. And just kind of where he was, that Mingo had practiced just for the game week, and Orchard was still was still limited. He was working his way back, but we didn't want to. We felt that we were better off going with Ming, and then Cooper was just a function of our depth. I mean, you'd love to have them all up. You got to put seven names down, and just given the game plan. That he likely would have been the next guy up. If we were allowed 47, he probably would have been him. So that's just the nature of it.
Can McCown be on the practice field? Can he come out and do mental reps while you guys are?
Yes, he can.
Will he be out there?
Yes.
Like you said, security.
We've handled that internally. I've spoken with him, and that's. It led to talking to the team as well, just about, you know, acting the way we expect them to act when they're out of the building. But that matter's been addressed internally.
That's got to be encouraging about McCown. A lot of times these guys can't be outside for weeks.
Yeah, as I said the other day, I think it's everybody reacts different. So it's there are some guys that it takes longer, but the protocol is very cautious. We'll always be very cautious with it, and it'll be whatever they can do. It's more on them what they can tolerate, and I know he has some testing to do, so I don't know if he'll be out there for all of it, but I know the parts that he can be, he will be.
That's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Patton, with his Wednesday press conference. When we come back, we'll have a quick little segment, maybe get a call in here, because at the top of the hour, we will have the CBD Roundtable with Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones, and then we'll continue to hand out our grades in the second hour. We'll go around the league. It's Mailbag Wednesday, so you can tweet your Browns questions to @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm35. Use the hashtag AskCBD. We've got around the league, so tons to get to here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.